This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. County commissioners will hold a call meeting Monday at 9 a.m. to finish off the fiscal year's business. On the agenda are final budget amendments, the new health plan for the detention center, an economic development resolution, and scheduling a public hearing for a large gathering ordinance requested by the school system. That gathering ordinance is in response to protests at Williams Township School in April. Civil rights activists allegedly disrupted classes and intimidated parents at the school after a teacher was accused of making racist remarks. Operation Heatwave netted 22 narcotics arrests in Columbus County and 3 in Bladen this week. The sheriff's office said that the drug roundup resulted in seizures of cocaine, opiates, marijuana, methamphetamines, illegal firearms, and cash. We have much more on this story on our website. Dangerous heat will continue through the weekend, with indices flirting with 105 on Sunday. The good news is shower chances are on the increase, mainly in the afternoon and evening. It's still technically a week until Independence Day, but celebrations are starting early in some communities. The town of Brunswick will hold its 4th of July extravaganza on July 1st at the county fairgrounds starting at 7 p.m. The evening will end with fireworks, and there will be food trucks, vendors, and other fun. The Columbus County Fireworks Celebration, the 38th annual event, is set for South Columbus High School on July 3rd at 6 p.m. with live entertainment, food trucks, and much more. It's going to be leading up to the biggest fireworks display in the county. That's always a huge event. Make sure you get there early to get a parking place. Be prepared to walk some. Lake Waccamaw is going to celebrate the Family Fourth with a patriotic golf cart and bike parade starting at 9:30 a.m. at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. Milk Before Meat Ministries and Transformation Church will host a carnival and fundraiser starting at noon on July 4th. There will be games, a dunking booth. That sounds pretty good on a hot day like this. Food, live music, and much more. The carnival will be at 9938 James P. White Highway South. Chaverin will have a fireworks show and food truck rodeo on July 5th from 5 until 9 p.m. at the Chaverin Event Field. The Veterans Memorial Park will have Freedom Fest again this year. That's going to be July 5th from 9 until 2 at the park. Look for a cruise in, food trucks, a massive yard sale, and all kinds of fun for the kids. If you missed any of that, we have a full list at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Governor Josh Stein signed 10 bills into law this week, including one strengthening the reporting processes for children in the foster care system. Stein also vetoed the constitutional carry bill passed by both houses of the legislature and several bills aimed at enforcing immigration law. Those bills will now be subject to a veto override. North Carolina Governor's Highway Safety Program, local law enforcement, and traffic safety officials will launch the statewide Operation Firecracker Booze It and Lose It campaign Monday. The campaign runs from June 30th through July 6th. Law enforcement agencies statewide will be conducting enhanced patrols to take impaired drivers off the road. Tabor City will no longer be accepting water payments for Columbus County water customers after June 30th. The town will only collect money from its own water customers. Do not leave payments in the drop box at City Hall for county water bills. Monday is Smoke in the City, the lunch for fire and EMS at the Sheepdog Foundation facility on Lee Street in Whiteville. Fire and rescue personnel eat for free between 12 and 2. Everyone is welcome. That includes civilians, but you are asked to make a small donation. To-go plates will be available for those on duty. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.